Hi, y'all. This is Kristen Chenoweth.
Hi, I'm Gloria Stefan.
This is Sarah Bareilles.
Hi, I'm Patti LuPone.
This is Lin-Manuel Miranda. You're listening to the Broadway Podcast Network.
Raindrops on roses and whiskers on kittens, bright copper kettles and warm woolen mittens, brown paper packages tied up with strings. These are a few of my favorite things.
Happy Throwback Thursday, everybody.
Happy Throwback Thursday, folks. And it actually is Thursday for once.
It is. We did a good job. And we are on Zoom today, folks. We are.
That's right. We're back in the saddle.
Now that I finished MERS, she wrote, I am going back and watching a lot of favorite things that we had talked about in the past just to refresh. I was on a Lucretia Campbell kick last night. So thank you so much for that. Would you remind us who Lucretia Campbell was?
Yes, because I was going to mention the other video, the follow-up video to Lonely Old Woman. Lucretia Campbell was a favorite thing. I think she was one of my first favorite things in the first couple months we started 4 years ago or so. She unfortunately passed away like a couple years ago after she was a favorite thing. She was a very famous gospel singer. She did the circuit, which was like the where they do like sort of musicalizations of gospel shows and stories, and they travel all over the country, and she would be a part of that circuit playing a lot of leads, and they were like, I'm going to put musical and slight quotes, because there were praise services, and there was a lot of, it was just a very full theatrical experience.
They're church plays.
With worship. Yeah. Yes. They're worship plays, which I think is just really cool, especially the theatrical side of things. So yes. There's this song of her singing. It's called, just type in Lucretia Campbell, and if you don't know how to spell that, just type in Lonely Old Woman. And in this musical, and go back and listen to that favorite thing, like way, way, way early. Just keep scrolling down the app.
Lonely.
She sings this song
about being a lonely woman.
And I just, there's just, her staging is really a next level, I would like to, you know, it's just
it
on another
next level staging.
On another plane, you know, some indicating here and there. It's definitely a little. full body experience for sure. She feels the Holy Spirit everywhere.
But, no, one thing for sure. He, right?
Every word has a gesture. I don't want to cook no more. Picks up pots and pans. I don't want.
It's a very detailed set, by the way. It literally looks like someone's living room, and she just uses every second, every square inch of it.
All the way around, ends up behind the couch in the kitchen.
I'm a lonely old woman.
And then the way it buttons her up when she does, all she says the whole time is, I'm a lonely woman, lonely woman, lonely, lonely, lonely. And in the end, right as she's at the exit door there, stage left, which is, where does that go? The bedroom? And then she says, she's like, yes, I am, and leaves. Just that's the button. They're like, how do we end this song? Oh, I wish we could just fade out. No, just say, yes, I am.
Lucretia, do you have any ideas? And she's like, I've seen Bea Arthur sing. I think I know what to do now.
There's a follow-up video that usually it'll be the next one offered.
Where she's like in the red dress and it's like be your own woman or like.
There's another woman that has to sit there and listen to her while she riffs in her face the whole time. And she does these whistle tones, if you remember. I don't know. You got to go back and see it. She does these whistle tones. And this woman is giving you Meryl Streep listening acting. She's like, oh, yeah, I know. Listening. And she has nothing to listen to because all she's doing is like vocalizing in her face. But the this other woman having to sit there and take
acting
it.
Is reacting, and this actress is doing it brilliantly.
Oh God, I love it so much, Rob.
So I've been revisiting some of our past favorite.
That's fun.
Some of our past favorite things, and I'm sure, hopefully, people know if you follow us on social media, we're starting up our interviews again. Yes. We've got a whole bunch in the can.
We've already started. Yeah.
So we've interviewed coming down the pike. You'll get to hear the wonderful Jeff Blumenkrantz, who's got some great stories about the original production of Into the Woods. Stories that even I had not heard before, which I think are fantastic.
Yes.
Who else did we have? We had
Grover Dale. We just had. We talked to the
original West Side Story.
Oh my God, Lil Abner. I mean, we're talking who's in Lil Abner, Green Willow. I mean, it's just incredible.
A big moment for me in my sitcom history, Miss Eileen Graff, who was in the original Company of Grease and I Love My Wife, but also Mr. Belvedere.
Yeah.
Wesley. I wanted to ask her a story I'd heard about Mr. Belvedere, but
why didn't you?
It's not a good story.
What's the story?
Okay, I'm going to tell you anyway. Ready?
Okay.
Okay. Apparently the story goes that he was doing a table. It was a rehearsal. And he walked in to do the table read. And he walked to his seat and was like, hello, everyone. Let's begin the table read. He sat down on his testicles and he crushed one of his testicles and he had to go to the hospital. Now, this is a story that Adam Sandler tells. And I'm so curious if it's a true story. But I didn't want to ask her. She was talking about him, like, you know, in such high terms. I didn't want to be like, tell me about the time he sat on his balls.
Yeah, you're right.
Tell me about the time.
That's a delicate one. The way you get in on that one.
I did not ask Eileen, but she was incredible. Who else do we have? We had Allison Fraser.
Oh right, yeah.
In trousers, Secret Garden. She had great stories.
Yeah,
she was. And we will post a photo. She was like, "Oh, I thought it was video too." I felt bad. Fabulous.
She looked so good.
She looked fat. She put on makeup, hair, dress, and I'm over here in my sweats, being like, "Look great." And Doug Sills.
Yeah, that was really fun. Coming right off of Mac and Mabel that he just did at the City Center.
Yeah, so you're going to hear all those people coming down the pike pretty soon, and then we've got other people lined up that we're going to record next week. I won't announce who some of those people are because
we got some big ones, some exciting ones.
So
can I just share one more thing?
Yes, of course.
It can't be a favorite thing because it's not really theatrically related, but I just need somebody out there to go to this YouTube channel and make me not feel alone. So I stumbled across this channel. And I just, because you've asked what have I been doing, like, but I found this YouTube channel, and there's this man named Nelson Sullivan.
Is this your favorite thing? No, because it's not.
I just want listeners to go out and listen to it because this is just sort of a bonus. Because I keep trying to get people to watch this, and no one is, and I'm like, doesn't anyone see how amazing this is? This guy, he's like the first vlogger in the 80s. He was in his 40s then. He came to New York in the 70s after Stonewall. And he had a handheld camera that he took around New York in the 80s everywhere, like all day from morning till night. He just cammed everything. And so there's 1600 hours of edited film and unedited film that is on this YouTube channel. The channel is called 5 Ninth Avenue Project. And it's, you'll just scroll and see, and they're all like in reasonable 4, 5, 6 minute clips, some a little bit longer. But the friends that he hung out with, his best friends were like RuPaul, Michael Musto, Lady Bunny. He was hanging out with Keith Haring all the time. He was following a lot of the club kids, you know, if you know, like Monsters Ball or whatever that, not Monsters Ball. That
Party Monster?
Yes, that one. The Party Kids, you know, he was very in that group. So you're just watching. It's, to me, it's like the best kind of reality show, because my biggest qualm with reality TV, even having been on one, is just how produced it is. It's all edited. It's not really reality. It's fake reality. Well, this is like real reality. It's real New York City. He goes to clubs. He goes to all of the lounges. He goes to the cabaret spaces. He goes to Wigstock or what, I forget. I think that's what it's called, where they, the
yeah,
second,
Wigstock.
He goes to the second Wigstock, and he tapes all of the drag performers there from the second Wigstock. So it's just, it is a treasure trove. And I just say, go and pick a video and just explore and have fun. I watched the club kids go to Washington DC for a promotion thing, and they got on a bus, and it's fun to see raw New York City in the 80s. It's fun to see these people that we know now, like RuPaul and Keith Haring, who have like such a legacy, and Lady Bunny, and just to see, you know, this, a slice of life. And I'm just a sucker for that. So check out 5 Ninth Avenue Project. This is not my favorite thing, but I just want someone else to see it so I can, so I'm not alone.
But alone is alone.
But I do have a favorite thing that is slightly sentimental. And if you guys will forgive me, we're just going to take a little sentimental favorite thing moment. This week, my cousin Reva passed away. She was my second cousin, first removed. I don't know what it is, but it's my dad's cousin. But she was in her 80s. She was a sort of a recluse in the Upper West Side. She worked her whole life, and then she was a huge supporter of the arts. So my favorite thing is my cousin Reva. But really, it's people who support the arts. There are people out there, and you guys are probably one of them who's listening, but she didn't have a lot of money, but she, whatever she could do, every night she could, she'd either go to Juilliard, you know, when they had their free concerts, or she was a seasoned subscriber to Musicals Tonight, Rob. That was like the target audience. She was like the typical person that was there at Musicals Tonight. She knew all the history of musicals. I could talk to her about Lil Abner as much as I could talk to her about Audra McDonald and those kinds. And these are the supporters of the arts that we appreciate and love so much, especially now when, you know, we have to hunker down for a little bit, and we're going to need the arts even more. We need it more, even more desperately. And the people who invest their time, their energy, their money, all of that stuff is just so important. I know this is a little sentimental, but I just, I had to share with her. And because she didn't know a lot of people, it made me feel like, oh my goodness, this is a name that no one will ever know. You know, and I just wanted to say it out loud, you know, so that people know that, you know, this woman who supported the arts so much, and she represented, when growing up in a small town in Elmira, she and my grandmother who lived in New York, my dad's mom, they represented like the world outside of Elmira to me, and they represented the arts. And, you know, when no one else in my family could talk about Sondheim or anything like that, they were, and they represented a bigger world that I could be a part of. And so for that, I'm like forever grateful. And the craziest thing of all, of course, Rob, is that she sent me a card last week, and then I was like meant to call her this week, is that classic thing, you know? So it's that, oh, I wish I, oh gosh, one day earlier, Kevin. But regardless, it was, I'm so thankful that I had that inspiration to be a part of the arts, and, you know, and to have that support from that. She was always in the audience, you know, and I think all people who are those friends of ours who never miss a performance, you know, you have those friends that like are there for every underground yeah. show or any weird, not just the big stuff, but you're like, no, you really don't need to come to this. Please do not come to this. And
they come and they're there.
And you just, and you're like, why did you spend your money? But like, I'd love you for that. You know,
what's her name again?
Reva, R-E-V-A Brown. Reva Brown. Yeah, she was just a diehard lover of the arts, you know, and she didn't do it herself. She was I forget what she did. She had her master's degree, and she had a good job her whole life, always single. But she just loved the theater, just adored it. So,
Kevin,
and I think all the Rivas, you know, for that dedication.
First of all, I'm so sorry for your loss. I mean, that's just horrible. I feel like I met her. I feel like she came to a couple of things I produced that you were in.
You are exactly right. So Sutton, the last thing that she came to was when we did the Valentine's Day concert, and Sutton and I sang There Once Was a Man, the Pajama
oh, yeah,
song. From, you yeah. know, we did that. That was a couple years ago. And because her health started to decline a little bit. But yeah, that's she came. Yeah, that was really exciting night for her, too. It was.
I remember, it was such a big deal. I do remember.
Thank you
her.
For that. That's very kind.
I think that's wonderful. So yes, a special shout out to all the Rivas out there, because you know they're the ones that are going to keep the theater alive once we come back from this horrible, horrible quarantine.
That's exactly right. And we need that. We need an audience. You know,
we need an audience.
We can all post our videos online every hour of every day. You know, but we need an audience. We need that.
Yeah, it's going to be the Rivas that are going to bring us all back. Yeah, by the way,
praised by Lin-Manuel Miranda as the future of musical theater, SUFS creator Shayna Taub makes Broadway history as only the second woman to write the book, music, lyrics, and star in her own original new musical. Don't miss the much-anticipated Broadway debut of the singular artist that Forbes calls visionary and Billboard anoints as one of the most inventive voices in musical theater. SUFS, the original new musical from Shayna Taub, is now playing on Broadway at the Music Box Theater. Get your tickets today at SUFSmusical.com. The Outsiders on Broadway tells the story of finding where you belong when the world refuses to accept you. Based on S.E. Hinton's beloved novel, featuring new music from Jamestown Revival and Justin Levine, and directed by Danya Taymor, Entertainment Weekly says that, with brilliant staging and some of the most captivating stage fighting currently on Broadway, The Outsiders has the power to inspire an entire generation. Get your tickets today at outsidersmusical.com.
Yes, sir. Governor Cuomo was like, don't trust Broadway for anything when the timetable yep. came out. Now, I'm going to say, I love Governor Cuomo. I love him dearly. I think he's doing such a brilliant job. He's kind of hot. I'm going to say it. I think he's kind of hot.
But what about him or his brother? Which one? Which one would you pick?
Him.
Chris. Oh, really?
Okay. Now the brother is better looking. Sorry. Oh. I'm just going to say it. The brother is better looking.
Yeah.
But Governor Cuomo, what I like about him is he looks like every single angry Italian father.
disappointed in you.
Like when he does those press conferences, I'm like, why is he wearing a suit? He should be wearing like one of those like tank tops.
Like a track suit.
Like a track suit with gold chains. That's sitting there yelling, and then some point
he's going to go off at any moment. Like any moment, he's going to start yelling at you.
And every question they ask him is always he answers with like, "I'm so disappointed you don't know this." Like, Governor Cuomo, Broadway has said that the quarantine's going to end in July 1st. Is that correct? And then he goes, what is wrong with you?
That is exactly it. What is wrong with you?
New Yorkers, no. Broadway is not to be relied on. We were all told Cats was going to run forever. It's not running forever. Why would you trust them about flattening the curve? What are you, stupid? Did you see that they're set, that the governor is putting out press releases about what sexual activities you're allowed to do and not allowed to do
you're during kidding
COVID-19? But he doesn't cover them in the press conferences. They're just coming out as press releases. And like what safe sex, like what sexual practices are safe and which are not. First of all, I think that's wonderful. I just think that's absolutely wonderful. But I want him to do it at the press conference. Governor Cuomo?
Can I got a question.
Yeah. Can you let us know what practices sexually are safe? There should be, if you are a non-essential rimmer.
Oh my God, you're...
Do not rim.
You're taking us to NC-17 rating.
You have to be an essential rimmer. How do you know if you are essential? You have an R on your New York State issue driver's license or ID card. If we see you and you are rimming on the bus or on the subway and we pull out your ID and there is no R, you will be fined. Governor Cuomo, can I give hand jobs?
No more. We're shutting down this interview.
Once again.
No.
You have to have an essential handy license. You get it at the DMV.
Oh, my God.
You go through a written and oral test, which I know is ironic for a handy license.
I want your favorite thing.
Booty
I want
calls.
Give me your favorite thing already.
Oh, my favorite thing. Okay, well, I'm going to, you know what, Kevin? I'm going to give you a 2-for-1 today, if that's okay.
Okay, well, I kind of did that too, so that's good. Yes.
If that's okay. I am spending a lot of time just doing nothing, and so I'm on Instagram a lot, you know, just because.
I've noticed.
Because gotta be. And there are two things I have discovered on Instagram that I would like you all to discover on Instagram as well. This first one is literally blowing my mind, and I just think it's amazing. It's you have to follow this person, okay? You have to follow a guy, and his name is Caleb Albert. C-A-L-E-B, new name, Albert, A-L-B-E-R-T, Albert, as in Albert. What musical, Kevin?
Bye Bye Birdie.
His going in the army was the best thing you could do. Now you're free. Okay, never mind. Thanks. No applause. Caleb Albert, friends, is a BFA musical theater actor from Elon University. And he has done something quite interesting. Now, this is something that the young kids do that I am unfamiliar with. Kevin, are you familiar with an app called Voisey, V-O-I-S-E-Y?
Oh, yes, because everyone on Instagram is posting their renditions of Broadway songs
with
the beat behind it. And some of them are so funny.
Okay, Caleb's is not funny. Caleb's are brilliant. Caleb's are absolutely brilliant. So, folks, once you add Caleb Albert, you're going to go down to what's called Broadway Remix. Broadway Remix. Caleb has been taking beats for himself and taking them and applying them to Broadway songs and totally changing the meaning of them. Folks, he covers Something Bad Is Happening from Wicked, Forget About the Boy, which sounds like it was orchestrated for Adele, Coat of Many Colors, which becomes a rap, Welcome to Harvard, Sunday in the Park with George, which is the most creepiest emo version of Sunday in the Park with George I've ever heard in my life. And then I was complimenting him, and I said, next time, do Ribbons Down My Back. And he did Ribbons Down My Back, and it was absolutely genius. Now, he's upping the game, because yesterday he did She Must Be Someone with a Victoria Clark slideshow. He did it with From Titanic. I think his work is fantastic. Folks, this guy is a genius. I worked with him once, a couple of times at 54 Below. He's an incredibly talented actor and a beautiful singer. But these things. I don't know. They're just blowing my mind.
When you go to Instagram and you go to his page, you click on the little, if you're not unfamiliar, I mean, the younger, most people know this, but you click on his hashtag Broadway circle there, and that has all of the videos there that he's saved. Because you can save the videos. Oh my gosh, Rob. That
yeah, hashtag Broadway remix.
I want to know who makes those tracks. The tracks, the beats are so funny when you add them to like Ribbons Down My Back.
His Ribbons Down My Back
waving
is
through a window.
Oh my God. Well, if he can do Penny in My Pocket, I'll be the happiest man.
Yes,
but
you will.
Don't take my rendition of it. Because my rendition is brilliant. I mean, you have to put your own spin on
it. The shower rendition is untouched.
Let me tell you something.
Okay,
if they sold tickets to my shower shows, there would be a line outside my apartment door like nobody's business. These are brilliant performances.
You've got to compete with Todd Buonapan, Rob.
Well, Todd's on a whole... Okay, well, first of all, Todd's in bathtub. That's great.
Okay. Oh,
he gets to fucking sit. He gets to sit there. I'm doing full on choreo.
So you're wet.
I am wet and I am standing, and good for Todd. Todd Buonapane's bathtub theater is one of the most brilliant things I've ever seen in my life. He just did the fucking monologue from Nonsense where Mother Superior tries poppers for the first time.
What?
If you don't know what I'm talking about.
There's a monologue from Nonsense about poppers, Rob? Are you kidding me?
Yes. So folks, if you watch Nonsense with Rue McClanahan, and it's kind of genius, there's a scene where she finds like a jar of poppers and she goes, what's this?
For real?
Yeah. No, this is in the movie. And she pulls it up and she goes, what's this? She looks at it and she goes, it's called Rush. Must be for people in a hurry. Well, what does that do? And she opens it and she sniffs it and she gets a high for the first time. And then the whole it's like a monologue of her like feeling the effects of the poppers. It's so brilliant. Todd did it yesterday and it was golden. Todd's performances are golden. Not only are they golden, but like when he does dramatic pieces, his Bella monologue from Lost in Yonkers, it had me crying. I was like, yes, Bella, you deserve happiness. Go with the guy from the candy store. No, the movies. He works at the movie theater. Bella works at the candy store. God. It's like touching steel, mama. That's Lost in Yonkers. I should be scared of you? Like Louie? Like Gert? Mercedes Rule was brilliant in that part, by the way.
What an actress.
God, she's so good. And she was brilliant in the movie version.
And the goat, I saw her in that.
Oh my God, that was like one of the best performances I've ever seen in my life. The other Instagram thing I would like for you to go to, folks.
Yes, sir.
Okay. This person, I do not know who this person is. I've messaged them and they say that they are not revealing who they are just yet. I don't know who you are, but God, do I love you. You need to go over to an Instagram, and it's on Twitter too. And the site is called, the handle is called If It Had Happened. Once again, the handle is called If It Had Happened. And these are golden age productions that definitely happened. So folks, this person, whoever this person is taking contemporary shows, giving them a golden age graphic makeover, and then appropriately casting it with golden age stars of the time. The first one on here, I must tell you, is a production of The Prom that opened on March 21st, 1960. Okay, The Prom opened, according to this, at the Mark Hellinger Theater, produced by David Merrick, and it starred Burt Lahr and Ethel Merman. It was directed by George Abbott, and also featured a cast of Jack Cassidy, Lisa Kirk, Ozzie Davis, Buddy Hackett, Bea Arthur, Marilyn Cooper, Leslie Uggams. Joe Milziner did sets, Ann Roth did costumes, Robert Ginsler did the orchestrations, and it was done by Michael Kidd and Bob Fosse. They also do Angela Lansbury in Mamma Mia, Sammy Davis Jr. in Beetlejuice, Robert Preston and Jerry Orbach in City of Angels with Susan Johnson, Edie Gourmet starring in Cats, and you laugh, and then you go, this is perfect. This is absolutely perfect. Julie Andrews and Robert Goulet in The Bridges of Madison County.
And I've interacted with this person on Twitter because I love this stuff so much, because they always talk about Trudy Rittman. They will use Trudy as like incidental music, Trudy Rittman. And I'm so amused by that. But they keep they're truthful to the original artwork too. So it'll be like, it'll look like, you know, a golden age, the artwork from the golden age. It's so well done.
There's a 1981 production of Wicked starring Bernadette Peters and Patti LuPone. It was directed and choreography by Michael Bennett, with Peter Gallagher as Fierro, Michael Jeter as Bach, right? Elaine Page as Nessa Rose, and Oba Babatunde as Dr. Dillamont.
What about Mulan? Kind Moulin Rouge, starring Cheetah Rivera, Tab Hunter, Cecil Richard, co-starring Nipsey Russell, Ann Miller, Art London, Ricardo Montalban. Entire production with a box around the name. Production directed and choreographed by Jerome Robbins with the box. I love it. Music supervision, Leonard Bernstein.
Ethel Merman and Urinetown. It's a privilege to pee. Hairspray, which is kind of genius because it's Bette Midler as Tracy Turnblad and then Paul Lynde and Donald O'Connor as their parents.
Oh my gosh.
Which is kind of brilliant. Yeah, so folks, Frank Sinatra and Honeymoon in Vegas, I would be there in a heartbeat. So, and today they posted Sandy Duncan in Spider-Man, Turn Off the Dark, which opened in 1969, directed by John Dexter. Also had Lainey Kazan in it. I wish I could have seen that. So folks, you have to go over and take a look at If It Had Happened. It's fantastic. But before you do that, make sure that you go over to Caleb Albert's Broadway Remix. I hope, Caleb, you are willing to take requests because I'm sure people have lots of them.
What fun.
And then finally, you know, celebrate, like Kevin said, all the patrons of the arts, but most especially, Kevin, yours.
Rob Reva Brown. Thank you, Rob. Reva Brown.
Raindrops on roses and whiskers on kittens. Bright copper kettles and warm woolen mittens. Brown paper packages tied up with strings. These are a few of my favorite things.
They say well-behaved women seldom make history. Just ask the Supps. A vibrant and wholly original new musical, Supps celebrates the real women who changed history and their story that is more timely than ever. See the show Variety calls an epic tour de force new musical. Deadline Cheers is a rare Broadway feat and leaves audiences inspired to keep marching. Supps has arrived on Broadway and not a moment too soon. Get your tickets today at suppsmusical.com. If you love Broadway gossip, you are not going to want to miss any episode of this podcast, Singular Sensation, The Triumph of Broadway. Plenty of dramas unfold on stage, but the best dramas unfold backstage. And there were no bigger dramas than behind the scenes of Sunset Boulevard.
So you were being crucified over here, but yeah, not there.
No. No, because I was turning in a performance that would get standing ovations. Excuse me.
So check out my podcast, Singular Sensation, for all the juicy and gory details of Sunset Boulevard.